Officials from across the Tampa Bay area are pushing a long-term plan that links transit to population density. Results from a study discussed this morning at a meeting in Pinellas Park show some challenges for officials in Pinellas County who want to expand transit options. Tampa Bay Regional Planning Council's Avra Wynn said to make that and the spending that comes with it a reality, regions need to increase their population density.
Conventional wisdom is that you need certain densities to make transit work effectively. And so you want to try to, you don't have to have the whole entire region to be compact or densely populated. But if you have certain transit oriented areas, you know, around the station areas, you know, a quarter mile walking area around the station areas, you can put a lot of density in a small amount of area, and then that will support the transit.
But according to the 2010 census, Pinellas is already Florida's densest county with more than 3,300 people per square mile. That could make expanding a population that actually dropped a 0.5% from 2000 to 2010 a difficult feat. Tampa Bay Regional Planning Council is one of six groups that sponsored what was called a reality check in 2007. Wynn said the results could offer some answers.
At the Tampa Convention Center, we had 32 game boards that were about 7 foot by 8 foot. And then we had, per table, we had 1,400 Legos. Two-thirds of them represented housing and where people lived. One-third of them, the red Legos, were for commercial or employment. And the participants were asked to place the Legos where they thought development should go in the future. They had enough Legos to represent essentially a doubling of population, and we told them to think that this will be coming to the region over the next, you know, 40, 50 years.
Then the sampling of professionals, elected officials, and common citizens connected those building blocks with transit.
We used orange ribbon and purple ribbon to represent transportation corridors, roadways. They could either create new roadways, new corridors, or enhance existing ones, and or show us transit corridors where they thought, so sort of connect the Legos, if you will. You know, people put the Legos where they wanted to see additional development. And then they showed us the corridors where they thought, you know, either by automobile or mixed mode, you know, bicycle, pedestrians as well, and transit to connect the population and jobs.
Not much has been done to implement the ideas that were batted around 5 years ago, but Pinellas County is considering a mass transit connection between three of its busiest areas, Clearwater, the gateway area around Raymond James, and downtown St. Pete. Their proposed plans also include future options to connect those routes to Tampa. Planners anticipate using a county tax swap that would replace taxes on property with a 1% sales tax to pay for the improvements. Even though a referendum hasn't been decided on, the No Tax for Tracks campaign signs have already started going up. But Pasco County Commissioner Jack Mariano said he thinks that opposition can be overcome.
I mean, if we plan ahead and put the right infrastructure in place, it'll be a lot less expensive for the citizens that'll be here, that are here as well as the ones that are coming here, and it's got some great long-term benefits. I think when people see government taking the right step for the right actions, it's good, and if we do it together as opposed to disjointed, we will be much better off.
The 2007 study was done by a group called One Bay. They work with groups like Tampa Bay Partnership and the Urban Land Institute as a sort of think tank to grow the Tampa Bay region. And that's where Mariano said the Planning Council comes in.
Well, I think as it comes forward, as this Tampa Bay Regional Planning Council has been an integral part as far as bringing One Bay forward, working together with the partnership and possibly T. Barter as well down the road, that we're trying to like put a plan together.
The idea is to expand on what Hillsborough tried to do in 2010 and what Pinellas is hoping to do within the next couple of years. Wynn said there were six main things taken away from the Lego experiment, including the need for growth to be environmentally sustainable.
Second one was creating jobs through sustainable economic development and by creating quality communities. Supporting increased diversity in housing, so we want a lot of options. We want, low density options, high, you know, density options, and we want to make sure those are linked to employment. We want to. The recommendation was encouraging compact and mixed use development. The fifth one, promote transit and transit-oriented development, and finally, encouraging preservation of open space and agricultural land. And all of these can be done through good land use planning and transportation planning and natural resource planning.
But the bottom line, and what the Planning Council emphasizes, is that local governments in the region aren't in competition with each other. They're competing with other urban areas like Atlanta and Charlotte. Pasco County's Mariano said transportation needs to be a part of a growing community.
You protect your investment that you have to make to actually build resources as far as getting your water, your sewer, and your roads. It's going to have shorter trip length, which improves quality of life for citizens.
The One Bay Reality Check study doesn't have any specific actionable items, and the findings that transit needed to be improved didn't even specify how exactly. But the link between population density and the need for infrastructure is something planners hope will start to catch on as a result of the study.